One Marumakim on this idea, we've mentioned this many times in the past as well, and that is in the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak. So the Toldos Yitzchak was Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo. He was the Beis Yosef's uncle. So the Beis Yosef was Rabbi Yosef Kairo. His father's brother was Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo. So a few times recently we mentioned the Beis Yosef Zeda, his Shver's father, a little Jewish geography, the Baal Tzroi Hamor, Rabbi Avram Saba. This is the Toldos Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo, Goyen Oilom Ki Yodua, the Sfarim from him. So Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo in the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak asks a Kushya Nefla. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And he davened, I want to go in. How many tefillos did he daven? 515 tefillos. Kiminyan Veschanon, Kiminyan Tefila, Kiyodua, Kiminyan Yitzchak and Rivka, all the Ramazim to the number 515, and tefillah. But he davened 515 tefillos to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, Aharon HaKohen was also told that he wouldn't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. It was for the same reason. It was for the Chet of the Mei Meriva. V'loi Matzonu, v'loi Ro'inu, v'loi Shamanu, said the Toldos Yitzchak, that Aharon HaKohen recited even one tefillah to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he said, how's that possible? Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Aharon HaKohen, you don't even find that he was Moshe one tefillah in Shema Koleinu. Please let me go into Eretz Yisrael. What's Pasha Pshat? So the Toldos Yitzchak said that Yesh Loimar, Aharon HaKohen was Hiniach Ben Kamoisai. Elazar Kohen Gadol would be the next leader of Klal Yisrael. And because he left over in Elazar, he left over in Isamar, he didn't feel that he had to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because by Aharon HaKohen, it's Nemar by Shchiva. It's not Misa. He's going to have a Hemshech through his sons in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, that's fine. But my children will be there. I'll live vicariously through my children. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Lo Hiniach Ben Kamoisai. We just learned the Gemara about Pesel Micha, about Bnei Bonav Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal say, we can never say this, but Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Lo Yiniach Ben Kamoisai. And as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if I don't go into Eretz Yisrael, that's missing from my Shleimus. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said them Gegangen and Leben, and that's why he davened 515 tefillahs. Aharon HaKohen didn't feel that he was lacking that so much, because he'll have it through his children. As opposed to by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Sfarah wasn't in play, and that's why by Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Ki'ilu, by Aharon, it's Nemar Boy Shchiva, but by Moshe it's never by Misa.